Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, we have a very interesting conversation coming up for you on this latest episode of Opinions Matter. One of our listeners has been in contact with us to complain about something that happened to him earlier this week. And he's looking for your advice on whether or not he should follow through and go to the Gardaí over what happened to him. Now, David is the man that we're going to be talking to in a moment. And we are putting his voice through the voice disguise system because he doesn't want to be identified. I know his name. I've spoken to him off air, had a lot of conversations with him about his story. But for the purposes of this episode of Opinions Matter, we're calling the guy David, and we are putting his voice through the voice disguise system so that he is not identifiable. So let me go straight to him. David, you're very welcome to Opinions Matter.
Thank you so much, Adrian.
Tell me why you got in contact with us.
I did because of the incident that happened to me yesterday when I was coming outside Connolly Hospital, where I work, and I think it has something to do with the narrative that people are having now about foreigners.
Okay, so tell me, take me through exactly what happened.
So what happened is, it was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I was coming outside the hospital using the staff gate, the big gate, as I wanted to go and join M50 from there. I was also driving the company car. So what happened is, I got, as soon as I drove outside the gate, there were people walking. And among those people, there was a young lady that I just passed by. She was going inside the hospital and I was going outside the hospital. So as soon as I passed this girl, my phone rang. It was the people from my job that were calling me where I was coming from. So I just pulled aside on the road so that I can take the call. So as I pulled after the call, I started eating my sandwich because I was rushing to go somewhere. So I stayed there for about 10 minutes, not thinking of anything. So as I was pulling out to proceed with my journey, I saw a lady trying to take my pictures, trying to take photos of the car that I was driving and my pictures. So I was kind of surprised. Then I had to pull again so that I can make sure that she was not taking my photos. So I drove back to the lady and I did ask her, like, what's going on here? Then she said, yeah, you were following a girl, that girl there, because she was now standing with that young girl that I had passed earlier on. So I got surprised, like, what are you talking about here? Then she said, yeah, you were following this girl here and you've been seeing you. The girl said you were following her. I said, I was not following any girl. I did pass this girl when I was coming out of the hospital and she was going in. It's not like we were going the same direction.
So you just pulled in your car to eat your sandwich before you traveled on your way?
Yes, because I wanted to join M50. So when I finished the call, then I said, let me just eat this sandwich here quick before I join M50.
And these people who approached you and started taking your photograph, how long had you been sitting in the car when they came back to you, and where was this girl at that stage?
That girl was now standing with those ladies. I don't know when she changed her direction, because the last time I saw her, she was going inside the hospital and I was driving outside. It was not only that girl anyway, there were other people walking as well.
So in terms of what I'm trying to just get a picture in my head of exactly what happened. So you're driving out of the hospital, you pass by this girl, you pull in to take a phone call, you then decide to eat your sandwich before you head off on the M50, and before you know it, after a period of time, that young lady is back with another group of people and they all start taking photographs of you.
That's exactly what happened.
Did they speak to you?
Yeah, when I drove back, when I noticed that they were taking my pictures, I had to stop again so I can ask what was going on. That's when the lady said, you were following this girl and you wanted like to take her. So I was shocked. as well, like, what are they talking about? Because that never happened. I just stopped there to take a call and eat my sandwich before I proceed.
So they took photographs of you. They said that you were following the girl. In anyone's language, could it have been interpreted that you were following her?
Not at all. Because me and the girl, we were going different directions. She was going in, I was going out. That's what happened.
How soon after you passed her did you pull in your car?
I would say maybe after 2 minutes, I would say.
Right, so you were way down the road.
Yeah, in the road. I never left the car. So I was just in the road. I never spoke to the girl. I was still in the road.
And these people then, along with the girl, came back to where you had pulled in to take a phone call and eat your sandwich and started taking photographs of you and making accusations that you were following that girl.
That's exactly what happened. I even insisted on going to the Garda station because it was only 5 minutes away. I said, guys, let's just go and finish this, because this is a serious accusation that you are accusing me of. Let's go to the Garda station. If you are saying I was following this girl, the girl is here, you are here. Let's all go to the Garda station. It's only 5 minutes from here. Then we can talk about this. They all refused. The girl was there. She never said a word.
And one of the things that you said at the very start of our conversation is that you feel that this is part of a narrative that's going on in this country at the moment. You are yourself from South Africa. You're a black man. And you believe that that's part of the narrative here as to why these people approached you.
Yes, because what happened is one of the ladies kind of said this thing happened. There were a few occasions that happened that two black men were seen here with a van trying to kidnap kids or something. And I said, but I work here in the hospital. I was wearing the work uniform. I'm driving the company car with all the logos on the door. They're like, how can I kidnap a child when I'm wearing my uniform with my badge with the company car? How on earth can I like kidnap someone here or follow this girl? Because she was going in, I was going out. We just happened to meet our path as she was going in and I'm going out.
So the narrative that you're talking about, is it this narrative that all black men are dangerous?
Yeah, in other words, yes. Because you see, like in your previous post, on your podcast, there are a lot of people just saying, oh, these people are this, these foreigners are doing this, these foreigners are doing that. So it could be a case, maybe, it's a maybe, that this girl, maybe she was told, if you see like black men in the van, I don't know. It's just a maybe. Because how she came up with that conclusion that I was following her, I don't know. Because when I did ask the girl, like, was I following you? She never said the word.
In terms of living in this country, how long are you living in Ireland?
I came since 2010. So I've been here for nearly 15 years now.
And do you experience things like this? And not this specific incident, but things that you would put down to racism, I suppose. Do you experience that often?
Not that often, but I still do experience it. But I can't say often anyway. But once in a while here and there, I can still do experience it, yeah.
But nothing as bad as being accused as you were outside Connolly Hospital?
No. Not as bad as that. That was the first time now to experience something like this. Even though I still insisted on going to the Garda station with these people, said, guys, Garda station is only 5 minutes away from here. This is a serious accusation that you are accusing me of. I never contacted this girl. I never spoke to her. I only met her when she was walking in and I was driving out. That was it. We were going different directions altogether.
One of the things that you were saying is that you are considering still going to the Gardaí over this.
Yeah, because I called my wife afterwards and I explained what had happened. And she advised me, like, for yourself, like, just go to the Garda maybe and explain what had happened, just in case. Because one lady was talking about putting all the pictures online. So I was worried now because of my job, my family, that if my pictures are out there, that maybe there's a man in the van trying to kidnap kids here. I could be sacked from work because of that.
So one of the things you're looking for advice from our listeners on is whether or not you should go to the guards.
Yeah. What should I do in this situation now? because I don't know what's going to happen to my pictures, because they took a lot of pictures. When I tried to take their pictures as well, they started hiding their face.
So in your heart and soul, what do you think is going on here? Why do you think these people approached you in the way they did?
To be honest, Adrian, I was shocked, and I'm still shocked. I have no idea. I'm just assuming, but I'm not saying that's a fact, no. I don't even know what was going on, to be honest. I was shocked as well, like, how can I was sitting in my car, and the next thing I'm being accused of following a child, which I never did. I never left the car. I was sitting in the car, took the phone call, just pulled outside, just outside the hospital, so I can take the call and eat a quick sandwich. Then the next thing, boom, you are following a girl. People are taking my pictures.
How has this whole experience made you feel? As you said, you work here, you're obviously paying taxes, you are contributing to our society, and because, and it feels that this is the case, because you are a black guy in a car, people make up these outlandish accusations against you. How does that make you feel?
To be honest, I was a bit traumatic yesterday. I was angry, traumatized as well at the same time, because that never happened to me, to especially that accusation altogether. I'm a married man with a child. I have a daughter myself. So I was traumatized as well, like, what's going on here? So I was a bit traumatized with the whole situation, because especially the way these people were coming to me with all these accusations, taking pictures right in my face, even though they saw that I was driving a company car with all the logo, I was wearing my full gear.
So you are concerned that photographs have been taken, that these photographs could appear online on social media or whatever, and you're contemplating going to the guards?
Yeah, maybe just for the sake of my safety and my job as well, because my job, you have to be guard evaded. I work for the government, you know, I have to be guard evaded. They have to do a lot of things, you know. So my worry was, if these photos came out, and like my employees saw all these photos with their van in the pictures, what would they think?
Okay, so the bottom line is you're contemplating going to the Gardaí, and that's really what you're looking for advice from our listeners about. So,
sorry, David, I feel...
it's a horrible story. It's a horrible, horrible story. Traumatized as a result
angry and
of what happened.
I feel angry and embarrassed for what's happened to you, because this has been, let's make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, let's make no mistake about this. What happened to David has been fueled by the far right in Ireland pushing their sick agenda that everyone with dark skin is trying to... Is a danger to our kids. It's disgusting. It takes us back. You know what Ireland's like now? It's like Mississippi in the 1940s and 1950s. That's what it has taken us back to. And it's absolutely... And shame on all of you. Shame on all of you if you believe the shite being peddled by the far right in Ireland. These far right agitators that spend their whole time, and you know who you are, I won't even name you, but you know who you are. You hang around tents doing your Facebook lives to your 20 followers. Look at these people in the tents, they're a danger to our kids. That man...
And David, is suffering as a result of that.
David, I appreciate the work you... I'm not going to say... I know what work you do, David. And I appreciate the work you do, because the work you do is absolutely amazing in this country. And as I said again, shame on the far right. Shame on them for pushing this shit. And shame on the people, the sheep, who believe the bullshit that they push. That darkies want to rob our kids. Would you ever cop on?
Yvonne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Yvonne?
Good, how are you?
Good, Yvonne. What do you think of that story? Being falsely accused... And he firmly believes it's because he's a black guy.
First of all, I want to apologise to him that he even dealt with that. I can't imagine how that must have made him feel. But personally, I don't think it's a race issue. As a mother myself, I watch every man and woman. These days, I'd prefer to be cautious than be sorry down the road.
You heard from his story that the only thing that happened is he happened to pass by this girl in his van or his car or whatever it was he was driving, and then the phone rang and it was work, and he pulled in his car, and then he decided, oh, before I get on the M50 I'll eat my sandwich, and suddenly he's been photographed for God knows what. I mean,
and I'm telling you, this wouldn't have happened if he was white.
To be honest, I think this is pure race. Like he said himself, they were going different directions. He didn't even notice her. He passed her. And then to get that phone call, I think this certain situation is purely about race. But I do, in my own words, I look out, I watch everything, whether it be man or woman, it doesn't matter. I watch everything. You can't be too careful, unfortunately. Nowadays, we don't know who people are. But in this, I think it's just purely down to racism.
Because a black guy driving a vehicle stopped his vehicle after passing by this woman, or this girl, young girl, I believe. I'm not quite sure, actually, of her exact age. I think a teenager. But anyhow, he pulled in to do the responsible thing on the road, to answer the phone call, and then have a sandwich, and before he knows that he's being photographed. Let me ask you, because he's concerned, as you heard, that those photographs that were taken may appear online somewhere. Where this man was spotted outside Blanchardstown Hospital taking photographs and all of that.
I'm sorry, I bet my house on the fact
it's
that those photographs.
It's up there somewhere already.
Yeah. Of course, these paranoid scumbags, the first thing they do when they take photographs of people is they post them. Beware, beware, trying to rob our daughter, trying to rob our daughter. That is a way to just ruin a man's reputation. I can tell you, by the way, and I know, David, you don't want to talk about what job you do, and that's fair enough. The job that David does, that man is a professional.
He absolutely is. And in fact, I spoke to him off air, but I was recording the conversation, and I want to play this little bit of that conversation where he explains how he came to Ireland.
I came here as a student. I did not come with a boat or shoot my passport. No. Let me make that clear. I came here as a student, and I studied for 4 years. As soon as I finished, I got the job where I'm working now. So I never take shortcuts to be here. I came here as a student. Then I got the job. So I followed the whole procedure for me to be here. Before people say maybe I came as an asylum seeker or anything. No, I came here as a student and I studied for 4 years here before I got the job. But I'm just a victim of whatever is going on now.
So, as you can hear, he's here perfectly legally.
Not an invader.
Not an invader, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think then, Yvonne, bearing in mind that those photographs could appear online or may already be online, do you think that this guy should go to the guards to protect himself?
If it was me and if I knew him personally, I'd be pushing him to go. Do you know, like, this is ruining this man's reputation. Do you know, I'm sure his face is in the picture. Like you said there, he's a professional. If anyone was to see his picture, any clients or patients or whatever his work is, if anyone was to see it, that's just starting a whole different ball game. Do you know, like, this is down to the colour of his skin. Now, I'll hold my hands up. Like I said, I am very cautious myself. I will watch absolutely everyone. I do not let any child out of my sight. I will keep them extremely close. We've been burned before, not knowing who people really are. Mm-hmm. But this is purely down to racism. Like, the man was eating a sandwich. Like, if he was driving down the road and eating the sandwich and answering the phone, he would have been in trouble then. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Like, no, and that's what I said. He did the responsible thing by pulling in. He obviously had an opportunity to pull in. And he also did a responsible thing by eating his sandwich before he got onto the M50.
Can I just say as well, Yvonne, this message has after coming in has pissed me off no end from Alan. And he says, playing the race card as usual and you guys are falling from as Muppets.
I genuinely think this is an actual situation where people are being racist here. Like, it's not him pulling the race card.
No, he's not pulling the race card. He believes...
He sat down eating a sandwich. Like, that's all the man done.
He believes... And we'll do a quick question to the listeners in a moment, Adrian. But he believes that... This would not have happened if he was white, and I agree.
He would have just been, or he would have just walked past, and they wouldn't have thought. But then we have to take into consideration where, like, is it the mother that's kind of saying this, or the child? Like, where is the child hearing this, or the teenager? Like, if it's the teenager that's saying this, it's dangerous.
But you look at that weapon of a yoke that was videoed outside Coolock on the RT documentary. You know, shouting, smelly. N-I-G-G-E-R-S out. We don't want
it's
you here.
Disgusting.
We don't want you here. The likes of that yoke, it's people like her that are to blame.
Absolutely,
she's the one that's pushing.
But they have no problem going into the hospital or anything like that when they need help.
Absolutely.
And they don't care what colour skin they have. They will take the help. But once they walk outside the door, then they're calling them every name. It's just this day and age, it shouldn't be happening.
Okay, stay with me for 1 second if you can, please, Yvonne. Our number, if you want to send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note, is 085 825 2626. Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Vanessa?
Hi, Adrian.
Well, Vanessa, what did you make of David's story?
I think David needs to go to the police immediately. I think he needs to protect himself. I think he needs some sort of report to say, this is what happened, this is my side of it. And if it does come to anything, then he has covered that he actually came forward. I do think it was race motivated. I was looking at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, their report that they had in 2023 regarding the role of TikTok and other social media around accusing any migrant of sexual or other behavioural issues, particularly around assault. And what they found was that TikTok and other social media outlets, the amount of videos, the amount of accusations, at one stage there was over 800 in a single day, or 500, I think, in a single day, of mentioning rape or sexual assaults, mentioning assault in general, and it's all designed to whip up hysteria against migrants.
This is obviously, this sort of thing is being embedded in people's heads, like that young girl that was walking towards Blanchardstown Hospital as this guy was driving out of Blanchardstown Hospital, and he just got a phone call and pulled his car in. That has obviously fueled the sort of paranoia that people have.
It is paranoia. It's absolutely paranoia that anyone that I don't know is dangerous. Anyone that doesn't look like me is dangerous. Anyone that doesn't speak like me is dangerous. And it's getting to a stage, I know some of the videos that were posted that doxed the people that were in the videos, ended up with those migrants being attacked physically because of the TikTok videos. And it's dangerous and it's incitement. And yeah, he should absolutely go before he is attacked in the street by someone posting it in a Telegram thing that he doesn't know about.
Absolutely.
And
as I said, we have no idea whether or not these photographs that were taken have appeared anywhere online. He certainly hasn't told us that he's aware of any. But as you said, they could have been the photographs could have been shared on Telegram, and all of us be blissfully unaware of it.
Until he gets attacked in the street. And for his own safety, he needs to go to the police. So if that does happen, at least he can say, well, this isn't a random thing. This happened because I believe my photo was shared in one of these groups.
Okay, so he needs to
go. And then let the police investigate.
Yeah, and he needs to go and protect himself. So your advice to David is go to the guards. Don't be afraid to go to the guards.
Yeah, because you have no idea how far reaching that kind of accusation is going to go. It's not just about your livelihood that's on the line. It's actually your life.
Okay, do me a favour, Vanessa. Stay there for 1 second. Our number is 085 825 2626. Sean, you're on Opinions Matter. Hiya, Sean.
Afternoon. How's it going?
Good, thanks, Sean. You just heard our first two callers saying this was definitely a race-motivated bit of paranoia and he should go to the guards.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with Vanessa there, the last caller, that he should definitely go to the guards about it for his own safety and protection, because, you know, there's these bleeding false allegations going around with men and nothing's happening to the person that's accusing them. You know, they're getting away with it, where this shit will follow him around for his life, you know. So yeah, I think he should go to the guards about it.
And a lot of people are saying that this was definitely a racially motivated bit of paranoia. Would you agree with that?
Well, I'd say there probably was a hint of racism in it, yeah. You know, you can't say it was definitely or it definitely wasn't, but I'd imagine there was a bit of racism involved in that, yeah. Especially with everything that's going on these days, you know.
Okay, so your advice to this guy would be go to the guards and make sure they're aware of what happened.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he'd want to make sure he definitely was bleeding innocent as well, you know. He doesn't want to backfire on him either and fuck himself up. But yeah, no, if he's definitely innocent, yeah, I'd definitely recommend going to the guards. having it there on file.
And I would imagine, and I didn't actually ask him this, but I should imagine that there's a lot of CCTV around Blanchardstown Hospital. And maybe if he goes to the guards, they can retrieve some footage to see what exactly happened.
Oh, definitely, yeah, because they could follow him, follow her, you know, see what happened. Like, I reported a lad for this a few years back in town, because it actually looked like he was taking photographs of two kids. So I reported him now. Whether they fucking done anything about it now or not, I don't know. But, like, this fella was legit doing something. But, yeah, no, if they'd have the cameras there, they'd definitely be able to see what happened, whether he was actually following her or whatever. But definitely go to the guards about it.
All right, good man. Thanks very much indeed, Sean. Katie has been in touch with us.
Of order, and I think people have just completely lost their minds these days. The fact that she has his photos, taking pictures of him, making horrible accusations about him, and then threatening to post them online, that can destroy his life. That can destroy a lot of things for him. So I don't agree. I think it's completely out of order, and if I was him, I would go to the police.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Alan, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Alan?
Hey, lads, all good, and yourself?
Not a bother, thanks, Alan. What did you make of David's story about what happened to him outside Blanchardstown Hospital?
Yeah, look, I'm sure David's not the only one that's kind of getting treated like that at the moment by scumbags. Like, I'm going to call out one of your people down there, like, hey, Keith, how are you? You're not going to send in your voice note blaming the government?
Well, he has actually sent a voice note in.
I haven't heard what he said. Let's hear what he says.
Let's play.
Let's hear what Keith has to say. Hang on.
Terrible what happened, that chap, but look... Going back to this again is reckless open borders. Now you have black people who's been here a little good while, you know, people being cautious and thinking that they're being followed, you know, and then we have white people who believe that who's been branded as racist, you know, because of the reckless open borders. The government wanted the division in this country.
Again, I want to emphasize this. This man came to Ireland in 2010 as a student. He studied for 4 years in this country. He came from South Africa, and he has since worked at a job that you might need him for someday. And he is now an Irish citizen. So. He's done it the right way. This has nothing to do with open borders or anything of the sort, Keith. The guy is here 15 years, so get a grip of yourself. So, Alan, that sort of paranoia.
It's sheep mentality, like, you know. We've listened to it for long enough now, like, you know, and I'm sure he's down there spitting bullets in the comments. Oh, what's the answer? Is he open borders? Well, I'll tell you a story. I grew up with two black guys, right? Okay, where I grew up. But one of them is actually living in Holland at the moment, and he's actually doing quite well. He's working over there and stuff like that. And I was having a chat to him. So what's it like? He says, it's grand. He says, living on the border. He says, a bit racism, blah, blah. And I says, listen, unfortunately, it says, Ireland has turned the exact same. I says, even though he was born in this country, even though he's as Irish as me, if he lived in Ireland walking down the street, he would get abused just because of the colour of his skin. Because of people like Keith, and he can, like I said, I don't care what he says, like, he's a sheep, like, you know, I can guarantee you, ask him any questions, he'll have the exact same response as all of these leading, I know it all. Like, you know, they're a joke. Like, it's because of those people that are just following
I'm just looking at Keith's response, and he said, I never said anything about him being here. I just said it's because of open borders that made the situation worse. Keith, again, I can't emphasize enough, the guy is here perfectly legally. As a student, we have always taken students into Ireland from abroad. Always. For 20 or 30 years, we've done that. So, honestly.
We've invited Keith on. You're willing to come on, Keith. I always like talking to you. It's very difficult to argue with posts on Facebook. Keith, my question to you would be, and I know the answer to this already, if this man was Spanish and had come over here as a Spanish student, yeah, and was working, for argument's sake, the health service or the hospitality sector as a Spanish man, would you have to say? Would you be shouting about open borders? This man is here legally. He did things the right way, Keith. Like you said, you always want people to do things the right way. He did it the right way. He is working to make this country better. He's paying taxes, probably more taxes than the far-right scumbags who are condemning the man. And by the way, we have a message that's really...
horrible.
Really after boiling my piss.
And mine.
We'll decide in a while whether or not to read it out. Amanda's trying to get this... This is a woman, by the way. I assumed...
It was a bloke, yeah.
I always assumed that the worst messages we get are from blokes. This is from a woman. I don't even know if we want to talk to this person or read out the message, but I'm completely sidetracked now by this message that just came in because it's absolutely vile. Now, Keith will claim, Alan, that this is the government dividing us. I would say no. I'd say it's the gobshites, what do they call the citizen journalists?
That are creating this
fear. This false fear.
That's exactly what it is. A false fear
It's exploiting sheep because they're making money off these sheep because every likes and every views they get and every retweet and all that, and all the uproar and all that, they're making money off these people. We're going to tell you exact similar story what you're saying there. My housemate, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, you can't avoid, there's always these people and there's one or two people and all that. And if you're going on about foreigners and all that, and I'll be turning around and going, hold on a minute. My housemate, he's living here 20 years. He's worked for 20 years. Oh, he's different. And I'll be turning around, why? Because he's white. He's from South Africa.
Oh, and he just happens to be a white South African. All right.
Just happens to be a white South African. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, no, he's different. I'm like, how is he different? Because of the colour of his skin. And you can't answer me then.
There is no answer. And again, this guy, David, is from South Africa, came here as a student, and thankfully, and I'd love to be able to tell you the job that he does, but thankfully he chose to stay in this country, and this country benefits from the education that he got in university here in Ireland.
And it's like, they wouldn't come here and walk, contribute. What's the problem? Like I said, I just don't get it.
He could have taken all the education that he got here in Ireland back to South Africa, and this country wouldn't have benefited from what he learned.
It doesn't go unavoidable because if you remember, obviously, there's a lot of Polish people living in Ireland, but about 20 years ago, we had an issue of a couple of 100,000 Polish people, and it was the exact same thing. Oh, the Polish are taking their jobs, the Polish are this, the Polish are that. I don't know, most of the Polish people I know came here to work. Yeah, there was a couple of scumbags that came here, and they'll often say that, but most of them came here to work. So 20 years ago, they were all blaming the Polish people. Now it's the immigrants. They're just going to be fed some of the bleeding bullshit.
And again,
they're going to believe it.
It's funny the way you describe your white South African friend. Had he been driving that van yesterday, nobody probably would have batted an eyelid.
No.
And then you just change the colour of the guy's skin driving the van, both from South Africa, and suddenly people are saying, oh, he's following me. See, stop the van, he's following me.
Well, it's like that case there. Was it in Finglas there? Was it a couple of years ago or whatever? That they were saying, oh, two foreign guys or something, or two black guys or whatever it was, raped some girl and did the protest at the Finglas guard station.
Right, and there was no such thing.
And these people, if you say it to them or whatever, they just, oh, but then this happened and this happened. They just try to avoid the questions, you know what I mean? They can't handle the facts, but sometimes they're wrong. And I always say to them, it isn't. I put my hand up, and if you can actually show me a fact that this is happening or whatever, that because I'm open to changing my mind.
But I remember seeing in the aftermath of that it didn't happen. The aftermath of that made up rape story from Finglas. I remember some of the far right heads sending videos. Get down to Finglas, guy, like your man Kerry. Kerry. Thank God we don't see him.
He has to be home at night.
Yeah, he has to be home at night. But you see the likes of Kerry going on with his video. Get down the fingers now. Our women aren't safe. And there ended up being no truth to it whatsoever. And all that does is puts it in the head of the. And there's some really good people.
And that's what I was saying about this young girl. And again, I'm not wronging this young girl, but this young girl obviously saw the black guy driving the van.
Yeah.
And then she turned around a minute later and she saw that he had pulled in down the road and just jumped to the conclusion that he's a black man, I'm in trouble here, I'm being followed.
Oh, here's another one. Tom Adams. This is Tom Adams. False fear. Tell that to the innocent families destroyed by unvetted criminals brought in. And that's just the, oh, here we go. That's just the stories in the mainstream news. Tom, you, Amanda, have you? Yeah, Amanda has invited you on, Tom. We're not mainstream news. We'll take view. We'll take your view, actually. We've invited you onto the show. But I bet my underpants that I'm wearing right now, Adrian, that spineless men like you won't come on to back up your story, because as soon as we dig a little deeper into you and into your opinions, you have no argument. You just...
Sure, wait.
Just,
the text, I've got already about the brown envelopes.
Okay. No, envelopes on, yes.
We haven't got there yet. But Tom, you're more than welcome to come on the show.
I would say welcome, but you can come on. Welcome.
But this is called Opinions Matter. We listen to your opinion, if it makes any sense.
But they don't, because they can just throw out the same lines like MSN, agenda, MSN, mainstream media. And then when you ask them anything, they've literally no facts, because they're fucking idiots. Pardon my French.
And the problem is, like, everybody wants to be right. Everybody wants to break the story. And everybody wants to be, see, I told you. You know, they want to be forced. Like, I remember, like, there was a story going around about a text message or whatever that through WhatsApp a few years ago, and it was about the Anthony Stokes or whatever, and this guy was committed suicide, and he was, oh, this is Anthony Stokes and all that. And I was like, Jesus, Anthony Stokes. Was like, and then I kind of found out, and I was like, oh my God, how much bullshit. So 80-90% of stuff that goes on the internet is bullshit.
I agree wholeheartedly.
And these people just gobble it all up.
Stay with me for a second if you can, please, Alan. Let me go to more opinions. This is Robbie.
You know what makes this story a lot worse is the fact that these racists are out recording foreign people, you know, accusing them of this, accusing them of that. There are genuine predators out there who are Irish or who are white and are not being watched because everyone else is watching the foreigners, and they're getting away with it, which is, you know, mind-blowing.
In a moment, by the way, I'm going to read out that message that came in to us a couple of minutes ago.
We will.
Because you need to hear what people like this and that spineless guy on Facebook are saying. Before that, though, Jonathan.
Good afternoon, Adrian and Jeremy. Jeremy, I hope you're feeling a little bit better after yesterday. Uncalled for what John done on the line there, I think. Anyway, regarding today's topic, yeah, it sounds like that lad should go to the police. So I'd go to the guards with that. That's criminal. Sitting there having a bread eating lunch, and that happens to him. I'm sure there's CCTV footage around the area just so we can verify his story, so, you know, them pictures don't go up online with them kind of accusations. No, I definitely go to the guards with me, sitting there doing a day's work, having a bit of lunch and accusations like that. But it is a sign of the uncertainty around in this country at the minute. It is just people getting carried away themselves, and a lot of people, yeah, falling for the narrative that they're all the same. Again, there's no more issue. It's the last couple of years I have a problem with these people coming in. That lad's here since 2010, working hard to support his family, paying into the system. Like I said, I'd be going to the guards. Cheers, boys.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, we read a message out a couple of minutes ago from somebody who we've invited on. Here's another message from somebody that we've also invited on.
Sorry, Amanda, 3, 4, 5. She's tried to ring this person
5 times.
Because this person, I assumed was, we don't get to see where these messages are from. I assumed this message was from a man. I always assume that the horrible messages are from men. They normally are. This message is from a woman. We have her number. She's been on the show before. Can I give her a full name?
You can give her a first name. Like we did with that other guy, you can give her a first name.
Okay, I'll give you her first name. First name's Fiona.
Okay.
She's been on the show before, not for the last year. We had her number. Amanda tried to ring her four to five times, and she's hanging up the phone. Wait till you hear what Fiona... This is after turning my stomach.
Surprise, surprise, says Fiona. You two falling for a foreigner's story over your own people. You are traitors to your own people. Fact is, our kids are not safe from these invaders. I've told my kids to run a mile if they see one of these invaders. It's called keeping our children safe from them. You keep pushing your woke agenda. Fiona, again, I wish I could tell you the job that this man does And the reason that I'm not telling you is because he has asked us not to specifically identify him.
She's probably needed him, or she will
you
need him.
I was just about to say that. You've probably needed this man, or one of your family or one of your friends has needed this man for the work that he contributes to Irish society.
And can I go one further?
Yeah, go on.
Fiona, you're a you're a sick, twisted bitch.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
That has to be said.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that.
And not only, well, fair enough, you're a bigoted L bat yourself. Fair enough. If you want to be a bigoted L bat, that's fair enough. But what's worse, what's even more disgusting, and what sickens me to the pit of my stomach, yeah, is that you've literally offloaded your racism onto your innocent children.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only assume at some stage, Fiona, that you sat down with your kids. I don't know what age they are. God love them. I feel sorry for them, actually. That you sat down with your kids and you said to them, just read the line again. Go back to the line about,
I've told my kids to run a mile if they see one of these invaders. So those kids have been indoctrinated to think, you see a black man, you run.
That is
disgusting.
That is one of the most disgusting messages we've ever received.
It really is.
I really...
Shame on you, Fiona. I'd love to give out her full name, actually, but we won't. Now, let me go to line three. And Fiona, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Fiona.
Hi, how are you?
Fiona.
This is not the Fiona that sent the message.
No,
I was
no,
just going to say, I didn't send that message.
Okay, different Fiona, just to clarify. So, Fiona, what did you want to say on this?
First of all, I want to apologise to that poor man, David. That is sick. It's disgusting. It is downright racism. That, and as for the other Fiona who sent that message, she's sick and twisted. Why put that in your kids? Like, why teach that to your kids? That's what's wrong. People are teaching hatred to their kids.
And you could hear that from that message. Literally telling your children to run.
It's disgusting. I have kids. I have three of them. I'm all for protecting my kids, but I'm not going to tell my kids to run away every time they cross a black man or every time they cross somebody. Like, that is just downright disgusting.
And it does strike me, and I could be completely wrong here, that the young lady in question here who felt she was being followed...
she was fed the same stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
She was fed the same stuff. Why is it always men in vans? Why is it always men in fucking vans?
And make it a black man in a van, and you've got twice the problem.
It's wrong. It's sick. You should go to the cops to have a record of it to say, because unfortunately for that poor man, they took his photo, so that is out there somewhere. It's for likes and for this and for thumbs up and everything else on your social media, where you're going to ruin that man's life because he stopped for a bit of lunch. If he had stayed on his mobile phone and ate his lunch going down the road in his car, he was screwed.
So like, he was damned if he did and he didn't, basically.
But it's disgusting. It's downright racism to that poor man. All he was doing was his job. He didn't even see it. You know what I mean? Like, no. It blows my blood because, as I said, I have three kids. And I wouldn't, no. It just annoys the hell out of me. Not every male or everyone in a white van is a predator. Why is it always a white van? Like...
It is unbelievable, I have to say.
It's just, and the whole message is after boiling my blood, you're feeding up the next generation of racists.
Her kids are going to be little, they're going to be, in 5 years' time, they're going to be at those protests now.
Horrible abuse, horrible stuff. She's raising the next generation of racists.
Like, can you imagine those, again, I don't know what age they are, they're kids, so I presume they're pre-teens. Imagine her sitting them down and saying to those kids,
run as fast as you can.
How do you explain to a child, though, run away from them because everyone that's that colour is a predator?
Yeah.
How do you explain that to a kid?
Because you're sick in the head.
No, but I'd love to know how you even start that conversation. How do you even start that conversation with kids that are under the age of 13? Like,
it really is scary that somebody would be teaching
it's
their
sick.
Kids that.
And then
really
that poor man got his photograph taken and everything. And if that goes online, that could ruin his life.
It would ruin his life.
And all he did was sit there and eat a sandwich. Pulled in, took a telephone call and sat there and ate his lunch. And now all of a sudden he's a predator and he's this and that and everything else. No.
One of the questions that he asked was, should he go to the guards? Do people believe that he should?
100%. Because if his picture is up there, if they've taken his picture, you can guarantee your bottom dollar that that's online somewhere. With the caption, this man is a rapist, he followed my child, or he followed this girl down the road. 100%. So he has a record for himself.
And we've trawled the internet looking for any suggestion of this anywhere, and we can't find it anywhere. So I hope to God nobody has put this man's photographs up. But he should go to the guards to protect himself.
To protect himself, because I bet your bottom dollar it will eventually go up, or they'll want Facebook likes or Instagram likes and all this, thumbs up and all the rest. Look, I got followed by a foreigner. Mm.
Can I ask you a question, please, Fiona? Another message came in from the other Fiona. Did we pay you to come on the show today?
No.
Sorry,
Anya. No, I just think it's vile.
There's a reason I'm asking you to stay there for a sec, Fiona. Anya's on the other line. Did you receive any payment from us? Did we pay you to come on the show today?
No.
Okay, the reason I'm saying that is...
Go on.
Well, for a start, we'd be broke if we
were
paying.
Yeah, we would, yeah.
Our other friend Fiona's been back on. Ha, 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 ha. Fucking dopes. Now you're paying callers to come on and back yous up, pair of bullies.
No, it's so people are sick of what the message is.
It's her that's the bully. We are not bullies.
We are not bullies, no. Fiona. You sick no. woman.
You were raised in the next generation of racists. You're what's wrong with this country.
Fiona, sorry, Anya, your partner is a black guy as well. What did you make of David's story?
I felt heartbroken. I really, really felt heartbroken, Adrian. I really, really did. It was so emotional to listen to a hard working man go through something like that, because as you said, I do have a partner who is also a black man, and for him to, you know, as I said before, I am just sick to my stomach with all these fucking racist, uneducated scumbags, and I bring that on to Fiona with that message that she sent in. And first of all, that I am truly, truly, truly sorry that David had to go through anything like that. And my hand on heart, I truly am very sorry to hear that he had to go through something like that.
And absolutely, I agree with you 100% on you. Your partner, when you heard that story, do you believe that these people came to take photographs of him, pulled in his car or his van, only because he's a black guy?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
and do you believe, has your partner had any similar experiences?
There has been racist towards my partner in the past. Yes, there has been, but not to the same extent as what Ava had to go through. But he has had racial abuse, he has had racial abuse hitting towards him, so he has, but again, not to the same extent as what Ava has, no.
So you obviously you believe, and this is the point that David made in talking to him earlier on, he believes that this is all part of the anti-foreigner, anti-black person agenda that is going on in this country, and that's what he's after suffering because of.
Yeah, I totally agree with it. So
I also want to say, Anya, I want to apologise for us actually even reading out those messages from Fiona, because...
We
gave her oxygen as well.
No, but people need, just like your woman on the RTE documentary last week, you need to see the sort of hatred that is going around in this country. We need to not only see it and hear it, expose it and out it. I'd love you to give that Fiona's full name. I really would.
But a lot of people are messaging us now saying we shouldn't have given her oxygen and that it didn't serve any purpose. I don't know. Anya, do you think we should have read out her messages?
Yeah, I do, Jeremy, because at the end of the day, people need to realise that there is still racist scumbags in this shithole of a country.
All right, thanks very much indeed, Anya. Eddie.
Good afternoon, lads. Good topic. Sorry to hear what that guy had to go through. That wouldn't be nice for anybody of any colour. I can only imagine if that was me in that scenario. And someone come up to me as I was eating my fucking sandwich and accused me of something like that, I'd be like, what the fuck? It's not nice. And people are just judging them on the colour of his skin. And I have to say, Ireland is a nation of fucking racists. I know people that they won't even get into a black taxi. You know, they'll fucking walk down the row until they find a white coloured guy. It is sad, but yeah, I don't think it's going to change anytime soon. Division is here.
and it's here to stay.
All right, Eddie, thanks very much indeed for your message. Division is here, but it doesn't have to be here to stay. That's the point. People need to look at the bigger picture.
Sorry,
here.
It does. When you have swamp life, Fiona there, swamp critter Fiona, when you have people like that raising kids
to be racist,
to be little neo-Nazis, then it's never going to go away.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll get a notification each time we upload a new episode, which is most weekday afternoons. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll talk to you on the next one.